All right, taking a look at your AM 730 traffic here. Jennifer Lee is heading to the Massey Tunnel to check on volume and reports of delays for southbound and northbound traffic. So be aware of that and stay tuned for her live update. Announcing Chevrolet's Canada-wide clearance, save on virtually all 2015s, including the Chevrolet Silverado, Cruze, and Equinox with 0% financing for 84 months. Visit your Chevrolet dealer today.
You're listening to News Talk 980 CKNW, Vancouver's news, Vancouver's talk.
All right, let's return to that issue of body-worn cameras by police officers now. Is it a good thing? Is it something we should try here in British Columbia? Let me introduce you now to Doug Diamond, founder and CEO of Gatekeeper Systems. Hi, Doug.
How are you doing?
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on. Tell me about Gatekeeper Systems. You guys are in this field, right?
Yeah, we're a technology company located out in Abbotsford, public company trading on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GSI, and we've developed body cameras and a complete end-to-end solution for the law enforcement marketplace. We also protect kids in and around school buses with our video systems, and on the outside of school buses, transit buses. Our systems are also on the military and Coast Guard aircraft. So a technology company, yeah, located in Abbotsford, this area that that you're talking about is certainly one of the hottest in the security industry at the moment. And I thought you made a real good point there. You know, you during your intro, you made a comment, you know, the statement, I just made a note here in my book about, who knows what actually happened. And we're getting more and more of that, and that's driving this need for body cameras on officers.
Yeah, I mean, this incident in Burnaby yesterday was so, it sounds so strange. I mean, you got six police officers who have been injured and one suspect is dead, and there's an investigation going on. Now, I don't know, maybe there will be some video that will pop up that will show something, but there's no guarantee of that, of course. How would these body-worn cameras work if a police officer is wearing them? How do they work in other jurisdictions?
Well, typically what the body camera does is our system is a high-definition sensor. It resides on the officer itself, himself or herself. It records high-resolution video and other metadata burnt into the video, and it's recorded locally to the device. When the device then is sent to or downloaded to our docking station, which resides at the agency at the end of the shift, our software will take that video from the body camera and upload it to our X-Vault backend data management software, which allows law enforcement agencies to tag video based on crime, of course, date and time, officer ID, those sorts of things, to be able to view it at a later date. And if there's ever a 911 situation that you're speaking about there, they can access the video very quickly and basically save time, you know, determine what happened and then react to public outcries as well, you know, and it's one of the reasons our USP, our unique selling proposition, is protecting officers and building trust, because that's what our technology does. It really it creates an accurate high definition incident or video of actually what happened, and in most cases, you know, that's protecting officers, building trust in the community. In some cases, there needs to be action against the officers. Sometimes it's against the public.
How many police departments are using this technology now?
Well, it's just starting, you know, and Gatekeeper's relatively new to this particular technology. It's new for us, so we're just launching. We have a few agencies using it across North America. Though it's starting to gain momentum in Toronto, Calgary, other agencies. Vancouver's looking closely at it right now. We're in discussions with them. You have to keep in mind too that, you know, most of these agencies are going through a process of dealing with the video itself, because when you're starting, when you think about an officer's shift, they may record anywhere from 3 to 8 hours of video, and that video has to be managed. So that's where from a business standpoint, that's where there's going to be a we see a big opportunity is is providing that X-Vault back-end video management system that allows them to easily manage the video and find these incidents and be able to react to, like I say, you know, public requests, such as what's happened in Ferguson. You know, you look at the Freddie Gray situation in Baltimore, Maryland, or Michael Brown, of course, was in Ferguson. There was a recent incident down in Pasco, Washington, where an individual, a farm worker, was really brutally shot down. His hands were in the air. He looked like he was trying to surrender, and you know, unfortunately, he was shot dead. In that particular incident, local video was captured by a cell phone and then provided or gone viral, right? So in a lot of situations, this video will go viral. You know, our system allows body cameras will actually, you know, protect officers and the public by way of creating this actual evidence of what happened. If in some situations, what we found is that if video collected by or recorded by a cell phone, it can actually be tampered with and then put out viral and not really telling the true story.
Right. Right?
So the overall system here that we have, we're able to take in, video from cell phones, from broadcast video, from body cameras, or even CCTV cameras into our back-end X-Vault management system. And it really gives an accurate, an accurate picture of what happened so that the law enforcement can inform with confidence the public what went on.
I think that this is an area that we should be looking at closely here in British Columbia, and I've heard some opposition to it, and typically when people say they don't like the idea, they will typically bring up issues around privacy, around the cost, around when would the cameras be switched on and when would they be switched off, who would decide that. How to store such a massive amount of data. I mean, you're talking about high-definition video. I guess you're talking about terabytes of data that have to be stored somewhere. So I guess there's a cost for that. How long is the video preserved? Who has access to it? I mean, there are a lot of questions around it. But at the end of the day, I think it's still a good idea that we should be looking at, because in some other jurisdictions that have tried it, it's worked very well. And I'm sure you've heard about Rialto, California. This is an often cited one where they brought in body cameras for police, and after they did, public complaints against the police went down 88%, and officers' use of force against suspects went down 60% after these body cameras were introduced. That's nothing but a good thing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you bring up Rialto, and that's you're bang on there. You know, I'll address the issue of privacy, you know, because that's...
Sure, do it real quick, and then we'll take a couple of calls here.
Okay, very good. So, we believe strongly in, you know, that everybody has a right to privacy. You know, in those areas where there's a high expectation of privacy, like your home or washrooms or other sensitive areas. But in public areas where Gatekeeper products operate, the privacy concerns are typically trumped by transparency, you know, the expectation of transparency. And that's, you know, so... We're seeing the public for the most part support this type of technology.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's something we should definitely have a look at. Here's what we'll do. I'd like to get the phone calls going. Phone me and tell me what you think. I mean, there's been so many controversies around police conduct. Is this the way to go? Should every cop have a camera worn on his or her uniform that would record in up close high definition every interaction with the public? Would that be a way to protect the public and protect the police too? Call me and tell me what you think. 604-280-9898 is the number to call. 604-280-9898, star 9898 on your cell. This is Mike Smith here with you on the Afternoon Drive. Your call is coming up.
You're listening to News Talk 980 CKNW, Vancouver's news, Vancouver's talk. Vancouver's news, Vancouver's talk. This is News Talk 980 CKNW.
All right, talking about body-worn cameras for police officers with my guest Doug Diamond from Gatekeeper Systems. I think it's a good idea. What do you think? 604-280-9898. Let's go to your calls. Hi, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hi there.
Yeah, hi.
So I've got two questions. One, the obvious, how do you protect from police officers forgetting or accidentally not turning on the camera? But there was also a case recently in the States where a dashboard camera footage was very inexpensively edited to hide something. And how do you protect from that? How do you protect from the police taking what?
Okay, you're breaking up there a bit, but I heard both questions. Doug, what about cops? How do you guard against that? Maybe a police officer is, the camera wasn't turned on.
Well, each agency sets their own rules with respect to how they operate the cameras, but what we're finding is that most agencies have the cameras operating for the full shift. You know, so from when the officer starts to the beginning of the shift, the cameras are on right through the full shift. In some situations, they will turn them on and off. Again, it depends on the rules. And really, that's actually driving some interesting, wireless connectivity type of technology applications that we're engaged with, where we give the dispatch the capability to control the camera if they need to. All right. So if there's an officer down and the camera's off, they may need to engage that camera from a remote site.
How about making sure the video is not edited?
The video is the video can't be edited. Once it's in our device, it's locked down. The officers don't have access to it. All right, so it's encrypted, and we don't see issues there.
Thanks for coming on and talking about it.
All right, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Doug Diamond from Gatekeeper Systems. I think this is something we should definitely have a look at, and I've talked to Attorney General Suzanne Anton about this, and she hasn't ruled this out as something that could be introduced in British Columbia, but there's always concerns around cost. But I think there are so many cases now of police conduct. Hey, I think this is something we should take a look at. It would protect the public and the police. Let's take a break here at the bottom of the hour for your news, and we got lots more. Stick around.
This is News Talk 980 CKNW.